I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address. Now, President Donald Trump.
244 years ago in Philadelphia, the 56 signers of our Declaration of Independence pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to boldly proclaim this eternal truth that we are all made equal by God. Thanks to the courage of those patriots, on July 4th, 1776, the American Republic stands today as the greatest, most exceptional, and most virtuous nation in the history of the world. Our workers, our factories, have revolutionized industries and lifted millions into prosperity. Our artists, architects, and engineers have inspired the globe with transcendent works of beauty. American heroes defeated the Nazis, dethroned the fascists, toppled the communists, saved American values, upheld American principles, and chased down the terrorists to the very ends of the earth. We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing. Our inventors, scientists, doctors, and researchers have improved the lives of billions and billions of people all around the world. Our brave astronauts planted the American flag on the moon, and America will be the first nation to land on Mars. All Americans living today are the heirs of this magnificent legacy. We are the descendants of the most daring and courageous people ever to walk on the face of the earth. We inherit their towering confidence, unwavering enthusiasm, their unbridled ambition, and their unrelenting optimism. This is the untamed spirit that built this glorious nation, and this is the spirit that burns brightly within the soul of every American patriot. That is why we pay tribute to generations of American heroes whose names have etched on our monuments and memorials and in the pages of history and in the hearts of a very grateful people. We will never allow an angry mob to tear down our statues, erase our history, indoctrinate our children, or trample on our freedoms. We will safeguard our values, traditions, customs, and beliefs. We will teach our children to cherish and adore their country so that they can build its future. Together, we will fight for the American dream, and we will defend, protect, and preserve American way of life, which began in 1492 when Columbus discovered America. Jobs and companies are coming back to our country like never before. The power of tariffs being imposed on foreign lands that took advantage of the United States for decades and decades have enabled us to make great trade deals where there were none. Tens of billions of dollars are now paid to the United States Treasury by these same countries. But there and then, we got hit by the virus that came from China. And we've made a lot of progress. Our strategy is moving along well. It goes out in one area and rears back its ugly face in another area. But we've learned a lot. We've learned how to put out the flame. We've made ventilators where there were none by the tens of thousands to the point that we have far more than we need, and we are now distributing them to many foreign countries as a gesture of goodwill. Likewise, testing. There were no tests for a new virus, but now we have tested almost 40 million people. By so doing, we show cases, 99% of which are totally harmless, results that no other country can show because no other country is testing that we have, not in terms of the numbers or in terms of the quality. And now, just like everything else, we have become the manufacturer on record for ventilators. We have the most and finest testing anywhere in the world. And we are producing gowns and masks and surgical equipment in our country, where heretofore it was almost exclusively made in foreign lands, in particular China, where, ironically, this virus and others came from. China's secrecy, deceptions, and cover-up allowed it to spread all over the world, 189 countries. And China must be held fully accountable. We are unleashing our nation's scientific brilliance and will likely have a therapeutic and/or vaccine solution long before the end of the year.
That was President Donald Trump with the President's Weekly Address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.